our priest who will introduce his
beautiful garland with the best of flowers and the greatest of happiness. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, everyone. First of all, very, very warm welcome to His Holiness Satchinandana Swami Maharaj. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for being here with us today and conducting this ceremony. It's out of great fortune that a great soul like yourself is in our midst. Once after many, many pious activities, devotional activities, that we get the Sukriti to have association with the true sadhu. And so we're very fortunate to be here in your association. Very warm welcome to you, Maharaj.
Very warm welcome to all the initiates who've assembled here.
And also, what a great fortune to take these next steps in your spiritual life,
steps closer to Krishna.
In this very, very sacred place of Radha
Muridas Temple, right around the corner from 22nd Avenue,
where Srila Prabhupada came. And we're all here
by His extended mercy. So, such a great fortune to take these next steps. There's only auspiciousness today for that reason. So, I want to welcome you and congratulate you. And I'm your servant. Maharaj, I'm your servant. I hope I can assist you all in this ceremony and hereafter, whatever I can do for you. Then a very warm welcome to all of you who have come to assemble here to witness this glorious event. To just witness this is already an act of devotional service and a great act of spiritual advancement. It's a fortune to be a witness to this. We get purified by seeing devotees make advancement, by seeing this beautiful, loving exchange between spiritual master and disciple. So, welcome, and I also congratulate you for being all here to witness this event. You're also not just a witness; you're not just a passive spectator here. You are active participants in this ceremony. I often quote Satchinandana Swami Maharaj before conducting these ceremonies that our life is like a boat, like a ship, and it's the blessings of the devotees, the blessings of our loved ones, the blessings of our spiritual master, which makes that ship go in places where it otherwise would not go, wonderful places. So you are not just a passive witness, but an active participant in the sense that you're here. We're all here to support these devotees, to bless them, to pray for them. And I would request all of you to bring your prayers, your blessings, your heart into this ceremony as we offer the oblations in the fire, as we chant the mantras. You can chant along and have your heart here. Try to really bless these souls and give them that favorable wind moving forward in their spiritual life. A few words about the ceremony. His Holiness Maharaj, Satchinandana Swami Maharaj, will first address us and the initiates in particular about the heart and the substance of this ceremony and the initiation itself. Then, after that, we'll be conducting the fire sacrifice. We'll be chanting mantras and offer the final oblation, for which we request you all to stand up and offer a special prayer. And then we'll have kirtan and we'll complete this ceremony. So without further ado, I'll hand over the mic again to Satchinanda Swamis to address us and reveal the essence and the heart of what we're doing today.
Very nice spoken.
Devotional and very appropriate. Thank you, Vasudev. Vasudev, yes, yes, grown up. Before I start, just two remarks. Vasudev very, very nicely encouraged you to be active members or active participants. You who are not taking the initiation here. And he gave you one very good idea how you could do that. That is, you could give your blessings and your well wishes. Yes? But I always think that there is also an additional way. Through the yajna, the priest and the yajaman, the one who has requested the priest to conduct the yajna, are opening a space, a sacred space, which we all really long to inhabit, but we often pass by it. Life is fast. When I entered New York, I was shocked by a billboard. It says it was by a hospital, there was a stroke, and they said, "We treat your stroke 10 times faster than any ordinary hospital." I say, is that the criterion? Should we not say we have this and that and this advanced medicinal knowledge or so on? Do we become better when we are faster in something? Our civilization has become totally misguided by this idea, faster, faster. The end result of this faster, faster is more and more stressed human beings, because we, how fast can a car go? You know, when it's 120 miles an hour, if it's such a car, then bus 120 miles and don't go all the time 120 miles. Don't try to go 250 miles an hour. You will break your car and your mind very quickly. So fast, even people don't have time for a good surgery. It must be fast. You know, they're so stressed. Even when they are almost dying, they're stressed, you know, in the process. It takes whatever time it takes to do the surgery, to heal you. It takes time for healing. Good. So, here is a sacred space, a shelter, an ashraya, which will open. And I believe those of you who have already taken initiation, and that's most of you, the majority of the devotees here, you can go back in your mind to that time when you were sitting at the initiation fire, when you were making your sacred vows, when you were thinking at that moment, now I will finally do what is most important, what has priority, which is much more important than being faster, 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 and more efficient, efficient, efficient. But it is for being Krishna's servant. No, I will come into this now, being the servant of Guru and Krishna. So it's always an opportunity for us to revisit that heightened state of awareness and consciousness which was there at the time when we had our own initiation. Good. Having said so, please all join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paskatyane Sadharine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Om Agnavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Today we are conducting the first and the second initiation. The first initiation, an entrance, a formal entrance in our sampradaya, is given through the deliverance of the, let us say, through giving the holy names from the sampradaya. We can take it also independently, but there's now an additional blessing of the guru sampradaya, and then we will also give the second initiation in the Gayatri mantras. I will conduct these ceremonies with the help of our very dear and expert Vasudev Prabhu, in service to Srila Prabhupada and our lineage. We really acknowledge the need of the blessings to do such an important ceremony which connects devotees really with the Lord. That's not a small thing. That's a very great event in the life of an individual. When does initiation work and when does it not work? I would say, looking around in the history of our movement, where we try to give sacred initiation to many, there are success stories and failure stories. And I will not burden your mind with percentages here. When does it work? In the Aribhakti Vilas, we find a very important shloka. In this shloka, we are informed what elements must be in place so that the transformation of a conditioned soul into an eternal servant of Krishna can successfully take place. There needs to be five elements, the so-called five sanskaras. Now, I'm not sure if the philosophical part is of great interest to the children. If you find your child becoming restless, please, we have ample rooms for you to satisfy the needs of your child. There are different needs. Grown-up needs to be peaceful, silent, to enter the sacred space, and children needs maybe to play at that time. So parents have to take care of the needs of the children. That's the responsibility. But we cannot play in the same rooms, you know. This is different interests and needs. If I was not clear, I can say it much clearer, but then you would freeze. So maybe assist the devotees who are not yet understanding, to some of you in the audience, that they understand. Good. Five things need to be there in place to transform the heart of a conditioned soul, which is so much filled with anattas and unfortunate sanskaras. The five needs is not just come to an initiation ceremony and obtain the name and the mantras and give your vows. That is not enough to bring you back home, back to Godhead. The example of the scriptures is very telling. Imagine we wanted to make this cup into a golden cup, and we couldn't go to Daya Goranga, who's extremely rich, and say, "Can you just replace this cup and give us a golden cup?" Imagine we wanted to transform this and make it into a new metal. This is brass, I suppose. And what would be necessary? Those who have studied physics know you would have to counteract the strong force, one of the four forces which hold the matter together. It's the molecule who bind in a certain way, and the atoms and all this. I'm not such an expert. And then this is made of these atoms and all the constellations of the atoms and the such and such molecules. And you would have to change that to make it into gold. In the same way, if we want to go back to God and become golden pure in your heart, do you think just sitting down for an initiation ceremony will do that? Do you think your Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, full of absent-mindedness, will save you from death? Do you think you will come like this? No, my dear devotees. You need to know, how do I bring the necessary elements into my life? Let us listen carefully from Shastra what these elements are. First, they mention Urdhva Pundra. It's a distinct path that goes to Krishna, which is the outward manifestation of it is the Tilak. No? Vasudev has a Gaudiya Vaishnav Tilak. He is committed to the path of Mahaprabhu and not a Vallabha Tilak. He has another, which is a slightly different path. No? So you become initiated in a certain lineage, and that you will see by your Tilak. My dear devotees, therefore, Tilak is very important to place on 12 parts of the body, especially when you go to the temples. But I do it every day because that's how Prabhupada taught us. This tilak will protect you like a loving mother protects the child. It is the lineage which you claim allegiance with. The other thing is tapas, some austerities must be there. You cannot remain a slave of every impulse that appears in the mind. Therefore, we have given a minimum of 4 tapasyas, which are you commit to, 4 rules and regulations. But there is other things. If you wish to increase your spiritual well-being, you must look at things like getting up earlier to have an undisturbed sadhana. Yes, that's a tapasya. But the tapasya is necessary. Because our priest is the disciple of our exalted Kadambakanana Maharaj. I want to remember our Maharaj at this moment. He had one motto in life: I struggle and emerge. In fact, he had it written down and it was everywhere with him: I struggle and I emerge. He was dedicated to tapasya, no? The glorious struggle against the weakening material influences. And in all of our lives, we should find appropriate tapasya. It shouldn't become a torture, an austerity which leaves us nodding, sleeping through every class because of sleep deprivation. It must be appropriate and support us in our spiritual life. Very important. Without some effort to go against the stream of modern misguided civilization, no good transformational results can be had. Then we get the nama, the name. We should have a relationship to the name. Every day we are committing to chant so and so many rounds. And those of you who are Brahman initiation, visit your first initiation. Look at what you understood at those at that time, and critically asked, how could it come that I have explained away and compromised so much in my life? How? What has happened to me? And how can I catch up, perhaps slowly but persistently, to my earlier vows? No? When you break vows, you break your spirituality. It's not good to do that. It's you who suffer, no one else. And you who knows, and when you do it, and Krishna who knows. Nama. Mm-hmm. We chant name. And we also get our name. The Klaus becomes perhaps Kalanidhi, you know, and gets a dasa, a name which is such a wonderful thing. It reminds him of the highest ideals. Prabhupada once said something so telling, that if we have a spiritual name, perhaps at the moment of our death we think, oh, Kalanidhi, you really blew it, you know. But at least at that time, we chant the holy name of the Lord. We Kalanidhi, name of Krishna. Very good. So, when we think of us in any terms, it's encouraging to think of the spiritual part of us. No, we are no longer Klaus. We are now Kalanidhi das, Krishna das. No? That always reminds me. I'm always highly inspired. I must say I like my name very much because it reminds me of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sachinandan Das. In my mind, I'm the Das. Sachinandan Das. You know. As I go through life and then maybe this, maybe different orders of life, but I'm really a das of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So name, no? Holy name and own sacred name. Next is mantra that refers to the Gayatri mantra, and then comes yajna. All this allows you to be a second time born. What was it? Let us try to get it together again. First ingredient of our transformation, Udvapunja. Thank you. The second ingredient, tapa. Appropriately, no? It should not. It should help us, not hamper us. Second, third is nama. Fourth, mantra, and the fifth, yajna. These are the things which help us to transform. I'm very lucky to be with Gaur Krishna, who always does a puja to his beautiful deity, Goparaj. If you have not yet seen Goparaj, you must see him. He is very Braj-like, Braj-oriented, Goparaj. On ordinary days, of course, there are busy days like this one when the puja is done later or in the mind. But I see by regular puja and you know, this whole area where the Gayatri mantras help, our atmosphere in our group, in our preaching group, is so wonderful. Also, Radha Kanaya Lal are worshipped so wonderfully by the devotees who are with me. Very, very, very nice. We can feel, yes, this is real spiritual life. Krishna-centered life. Not this. We make yajnas, we make puja, this whole realm. So when you have second initiation, please see if you can come sometimes to worship Shishi Radha Mulidara, these very beautiful deities. You must agree with me, they are heart pullers, these deities. Very attractive. Of course, the second initiation is not only given to brahmanas. It's not only when you do puja that you are entitled for the second initiation. It could be given to preachers, or in my mind also to wonderful devotees who are dedicated to go back home, back to Godhead. But if you can engage directly with Krishna or Gaunitaya or Radha Krishna in puja, that is to your great advantage. These things, they are given. They are the form the background of what we are doing here. And this background must be known and it must be visited by all of us. So how am I in these five elements, or those who don't have, or the three elements which are given in the third, in the first initiation? Revisit these things and see them as inspirations in your life. That was the main point which I wanted to say. Two or three words on the chanting of the holy name are appropriate. This chanting of the holy name is something very tender. It needs to be protected like a plant. You know? If a plant that is planted in a garden is not protected, there can be weeds that grow simultaneously. And if the essential plant which you want to take care of is not nourished, the weeds can sometimes become stronger than the plant and choke the plant. So to care for your chanting means to look at the 10 offenses of the holy name and avoid them, or at least try to avoid them as good as you can. I heard some very insightful lecture by His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj, who made a very important point. Ordinarily we hear all the 10 offenses spring from inattention while chanting. And I think we all know it is an effort to remain attentive throughout the rounds. I was failing actually today. I was driving. This was my first drive through New York when I was not totally tired and exhausted. And dum, this library, that library, this one actor plays a dog. I was seeing so-and-so plays a dog. It was, for a European mind, interesting, you know, where have we come to? And I saw many other things. I saw the road through which the Rolling Stones drove. I have perceived many things today in my road, in my New York adventure, first New York adventure. I was not, I said to me, Sachinanda Swami, be with your rounds now. It is from this inattention that we never will relish the Holy Name, because the Holy Name will always be here and we will be light years away from it. Only when we chant with absorption will we really meet the Holy Name. That is a common understanding which you have heard many times in lectures, and I think you all could give lectures about this very well. But Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj took a very insightful approach. He said, he asked the question, why do we make at all these offenses that block our bhakti? And he said, the prime reason is that we are not yet identified with I'm the servant of Krishna, but we are still more identified with I'm with a false ego designation, one upadi, one label which we put. So he said, really the 10 offenses all start with the 10th offense. To go backward, where it said to maintain material attachment, to remain remain absorbed in I and me, that's the two sides of the false ego chickpea, you know. Chickpea has two sides, so false ego has I and me. And from this false ego, then you do all the other things. And the grossest manifestation is when you quarrel with devotees, no? And that's the first offense, and offend them. That's the most visible manifestation of the false ego. But all the other offenses along the way are all coming from there. So when you chant, my dear devotees, take just 10 seconds time. You have this even in New York. And before you sit, say to yourself, let the real me now chant. No? Let the real person, the servant of Krishna, now address my Lord. And then it will be easier for you to remain absorbed and have the most, here comes my New York English, the most awesome experience when you chant. Sounds a little gross, isn't it? But I heard it when I landed in the airport. Hare Krishna, I am observing your culture with great interest. Go in your, go have that time with you and God, and don't let the phantom self, the ego, speak and be distracted, of course, but let the real self pray, please accept me, my Lord, please accept me. That will be very good, this simple thing. So a word on second initiation. You know, second initiation, if we take it quite serious, will haul us in 3 times a day into that sacred space. When we sit, 3 times a day and address the Lord, or become aware of these wonderful statements or truths which are embedded in this Gayatri Mantra. So I really request all of you who take initiation, also the disciples of other of my exalted God brothers, please make yourself familiar with the meaning of the mantra, so that as you chant them, you can chant them not just with your tongue, but with your heart also. No, that for that reason, there's good literature available. Those who take initiation from me, I request you to read and pass a test on the Gayatri Mantra. Because we are in America, everything went very fast with this initiation, and I understand no one of those who is getting second initiation has passed the test already. Is there an exception? No. What does this tell us? How much have you thought about this? How important is it to you? Is it just a ritual thing, perhaps? That you perhaps want to also have a Gayatri, a Brahman thread, and have some institutional upward mobility? How deep are you? I expect all of you that you correct this, and in 2 months I will be there looking for the Brahman test. If you have not sent it in, I do not know what are the next steps. I do not know, because I am mostly a kind person. Mostly I'm always overwhelmed by my other nature. But sometimes I raise these questions. And since this is a very good opportunity to implant some sincerity in the heart, I'm using it with love and affection in my mind. No? Good. Now I would like to wish all of those who attend to please give their blessings. Daya Goranga Rasa Biharini Daitya Devi. I always forget names. Whoever you are, give your blessings. We have parents, we have relatives, we have children. Children now, no longer a difficult time. Now you can give blessings. You know, we have children, we have well-wishers, we have everyone there. Please give your blessings. Please give your blessings that these devotees can really fulfill their heart's desire, their soul's desire to be with Krishna, no, and not be diverted in this time, which is such a distraction. And it is not good distractions, because these distractions make us often hectic and stressful. Yes, you have seen that. Yes. Good. Now let us give it over to our Vasudev. Are you enthusiastic?
Yeah.
Is these words are not dampening your enthusiasm? No, they are. I wanted to encourage. Yes, yes, yes. Good. How do we do this, Vasudev? We need to place maybe.
So we'll start with the Achaman, sipping water for purification. But before we do that, we request everyone who doesn't have neck beads yet, new neck beads, to change the neck beads, and someone can help assist you, maybe your wife or a beloved one, a friend.
Have you offered the neck beads to the deities? You were not informed.
We can make a quick offering. I can.
Yeah. Why not give all your neck beads to Rasana? Yes, maybe you can collect from everyone. It's only two who get. It's very important to offer the beads to Krishna, because you will be Krishna Das, Krishna Dasi, and they are your binding you to Krishna. The second initiates have already their beads.
Yeah. You're told to change your neck beads. To change, yeah.
Isn't it such a wonderful culture? Everything Krishna, Krishna, Krishna first. Sometimes it's always Krishna first. Yes, he's gone. It should infiltrate every aspect of our life.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Repeat after me. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavastam Gatopiva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Saha Bahya Abhyantarah Shuchihi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. The meaning of this mantra is that whatever state one may be in, if one remembers Krishna, who has beautiful lotus eyes, whose eyes are like lotus petals, and one becomes externally and internally purified. So you can all take a moment to remember Krishna in your heart, heart of hearts, and especially his beautiful lotus eyes. In this way, sanctify your heart for this go further in the ceremony. So now we can take the Achamon cup and sprinkle a few drops of water on both of your hands without making a swimming pool next to you. So now we'll take a few drops in our right hand. Cup our right hand. You can chant after me. Om Keshavaya Namaha. And again. Om Narayanaya Namaha. One last time. Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Madhavaya Namaha.
And then again, purify your right hand and just throw it some water next to you. So now we'll chant a few mantras. Om asya karmana punyaham bhavantu bhavantu om punyaham om punyaham om punyaham om asya karmana swastir bhavantu bhavantu ayusmate swastir om swastihi om swastihi om swastihi om asya karmana riddhim bhavantu bhavantu om riddhitam om riddhitam om riddhitam om swastino govindah Swastino Achyutananta, Swastino Vasudevo Vishnur Dadhatu, Swastino Narayano Narovai, Swastino Padmanabhav Purushottamo Dadhatu, Swastino Vishwakshino Vishveshwaraha, Swastino Hrishikesho Harir Dadhatu, Swastino Vainateyo Harihi, Swastino Andinasuto Hanur Bhagavato Dadhatu, Swasti Swasti Sumangalai Kesho Mahansi Krishna Sachidananda Ganastarveshwareshwaro Dadhatu. Om Tad Vishno Paramang Paragam Sada Pashyanti Suryah Divi Vachakshuratatam Tad Vipraso Vipanyavo Jagravagum Sasamindhate Vishnoryat Paramam Param Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
I would like to request
Manish to come forward. Perhaps it's good if you first make your obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and then the deities, but with great joy if we are. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think Prabhupada is understanding that. Good. My dear Manish, it is with great pleasure that I am acting today as your Prabhupada's representative to give you, I say, the first initiation. Surgeon, you physician, yes, so try again. First, the four rules and regulations. I have not yet asked about chatting. It's good to know what are the four. It is natural that our mind freezes in such a situation. I know you know the Manisha, you will be the next one. You better remember the four rules and regulations. I know that you know them, and I have been in situations where Prabhupada gave initiations to the devotees and asked what is the four rules and regulations, and they turned blank. You know that. It is so now I'm also getting where do we start? No, yes, the gambling was good. But no meat eating, no onion, fish, or garlic. So then the next thing is no illicit sex, no intoxication. Fourth is no. You know them, but see, this is what happens. We have started to not think deep enough. We just repeat by rote. That means about 80% of our self is not engaged in what we are doing. This is the big. This is what it means to live in such a town like this. Not that requires courage. How many rounds will you change? Wonderful. That's the most important. Most important. 16 rounds. With great happiness in our heart. We give you the name of which is Manindra Das. Pranam, Guru. You will be delighted to hear what Manindra means. The
is the Lord of the Mind. You are obviously not the Lord of the Mind. We have seen you are the Das. Remember this. Yes. Hare Krishna. You may take your seat. Manindra, yes, Lord of the Mind. These names are coming from Krishna, ultimately. He knows already.
Manindra Prabhu is part of a very glorious family. Advaita Acharya is the illustrious father, and all his sons and daughters also?
One daughter.
They are all devotees who support the devotees in so many ways. Our Manindra does, gives physical consultation. There's Harinama Ananda. That must be your good self?
Maya
Pujandra Prabhu. Harinam is?
He's here also.
He is there. Hare Krishna Harinam Prabhu. Everybody is here. And older brother? Madhavendra Puri, yes. And Krishna Kumar is, where is he? He is with us in spirit, we can feel him. And
he's here, right?
He is here, yes. And there is son's name again?
Dhruv,
yes. So they are all there, and their wives and children are there, wonderful. It is a great Anna. I know your father very affectionately, and your mother. Mother is also here somewhere. Yes, Mataji, wonderful. I know them very, very affectionately. I felt like always meeting, or here is a very devotional couple. They came and we always discussed many things with your father. We always would find time to sit, and he would affectionately invite me many times. A glorious soul, your father. And yes, now we come to our Manisha, please. Yes, here. What are the four rules and regulations, please?
No meditating, no gambling, no sex, and no intoxication.
Very well.
How many rounds will you change?
Okay. 16 rounds
minimum. Good. Good. Very, very good. Your good name is Manini Devi Dasi. Wonderful.
Manini Devi Dasi.
Manini is one of the many names of Yamuna Devi Dasi, but those who know about Braj Bhakti, it is also a name of Radharani when she is in a mood where she gives special pleasure to Krishna. But I was thinking of Yamuna Devi Dasi. May Yamuna Devi blessings be with you and purify your heart and life. And it is with great happiness that I'm giving you this the sacred initiation today. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Good. So wonderful. There are four more initiates who will be, four, maybe five even. I will start here. Balkrishna, No need to come forward, but you will receive the second initiation, but it is announced in the circle of Vaishnavas. That's why I say this. Then there's Ananda Bihari and his good wife Chinmayi Radha, who obtained the sacred second initiation today. There's the daughter Gorangi, who will give the blessings and good wishes, yeah, Hare Krishna. And also there is Divya Radha, who will also obtain this sacred initiation today. Their children are also there, and Dhruv, and Nitya, you are there to give the blessings? Good. So fine. They will come later. We will try to give these mantras at an astrologically very, very potent time. I will tell you later when and we will go in some room. Yes? Have I forgotten the best of brahmanas? How could this? No, I knew five, but Manindra has influenced me. Hari Prasad, of course, he is obtaining his second initiation also, and his good wife is there, Radha Bhakti, to give full support, and the parents are there. George and CP, yes, I see you. And the whole Upbuild team is there. My God, this is a strong presence here. Rasanath is there? Also, yes, you. I saw you. And everyone, good. Fine, so isn't it a good atmosphere? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? That's how we say in New York also.
Awesome. Yeah.
No, when we try our best and are sincere and serious, Krishna always reciprocates, and you can feel, oh, this is a good atmosphere. This is the divine atmosphere. Yes, even there is still a human element of what we humans do. We forget and we laugh and we do all kinds of things, but there is also the presence of the Lord who says, yes, I'm supporting you. All right, so let us give the microphone over to our Master Dev. Prahlad, please.